Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
We are getting into wedding season, and, you know, there's a lot of reporting about how to behave at a wedding if you're a guest. But what Katie found is the opposite, right?
How to behave if you are the bride.
Okay.
So apparently there was a woman that got married. She had her bridal party. And as the pictures are being taken, she is realizing that one of her friends, who is very tall, is throwing off the pictures.
Every once in a while, you'll hear stories like this.
So the bride asked her not to be in the photos.
You're kidding.
No.
How do you not know that that would be an issue when you're picking bridesmaids?
That was my very first thought. Like, if I ask Amanda to be in my wedding, I can see Amanda is 5'11".
Right. And she's gonna, and to say throwing off, what does that even mean?
It means drawing attention away from the bride. It means everybody else is like 5'2".
Yeah.
And then one of them's super tall. So it's like little, big, little, you know.
But like, just because your bridesmaids when standing in a line might look like a middle finger. This poor woman, she already has a hard life if she's that tall. She can't ride Space Mountain, you know? Like, there's all kinds of issues going on with her. She probably has a bad back here and there.
Hard to find pants.
Right. Which is more insulting, though? Having this tall woman get out of the picture, or if you're like, Bridget, could you get on your knees for these pictures? Like, which
like
would be better?
Would make her sorority squat
yes,
in the front?
Yes, which would be worse?
Being kicked out of the pictures.
Completely.
Yeah. Also, can I just say something about wedding pictures?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look at them ever again.
That's 100% true.
You might hang it in your house or put it in a frame.
One or two.
Right. And then the way that we act, like wedding photos are this like, this precious diamond. It's like, get over it.
My wife and I like had like a whole bunch of wedding pictures up scattered throughout the house until we had a kid.
Well, okay.
And then it's like, oh, the wedding was really not all that important anymore. It's like,
well,
now
somebody doesn't have kids, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like you guys are people that the pictures were really important to you. So you spent a good amount of money on the photography.
Yeah. Thousands.
But to take pictures of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And there are pictures of the bridal party, but that wasn't the emphasis for you guys.
Right.
The emphasis was you wanted really fire pictures of you guys.
And that's what you keep. That's
right.
What you,
so
you know.
if your tall friend poor thing. Like, oh, and the other thing is she was wearing a dress that had like a pattern on it, which I guess was making her stand out more. Doesn't the bride choose what the bridal party wears?
Or don't have a rule where you're a bride that lets your bridesmaids pick what they want.
Right.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Does this, and I mean this in the best of ways, sound like something that you know who would do?
Who?
You.
No. If I ask someone to be my bridesmaid, they're going to be in the picture.
Okay. All right. So you would make decisions like this before the wedding.
Yeah.
But it does seem like you, I
get what you're saying. Like,
but I'm not that shallow.
I can hear Kevin like muttering under his breath, like, tall ass bitch.
Right.
Right. Well, she can't help it.
Right. Okay. Well, Kevin, it's not that I think that you would be like, they're not going to be a bridesmaid, so they're too ugly. I don't think you would say that. But what I do think you'd say is, I've got the hottest group of bridesmaids in my wedding.
I do.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's why they're all bad bitches. Right.
That's what I think you'd say. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is worse? Kicking somebody out of the pictures or not asking them to be a bridesmaid at all because of their height?
You better ask this guy.
Not asking them to be a bridesmaid.
That's worse?
It's worse?
Yes.
No, that's not worse.
No, it's not. No. But
why?
Because she had to go buy a dress.
Poor tall Amanda had to buy all of this crap for this wedding.
That's her problem.
No, it's your problem. It's your fault.
Because I picked her?
Yes.
And what? Like she showed up, be like, oh, I didn't know she was going to wear heels. You know, that's something you should handle before you ever invite somebody and ask them to fly possibly to your wedding, buy a dress, stay in a hotel, get makeup, get hair. That's rude. That's rude.
That is rude.
Wow. Did that story go viral? That's how you found out about it?
Yeah.
So are people just lighting that bride up like on fire? Is that
Oh, yeah. Somebody said your bridesmaids are your friends. They're not props.
Ooh.
Like, I love that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.